Hello, it's Angel. So it's October right now. I don't like October very much. I live up north, and so that means very much in the swing of changes, seasons. So everything is dying. Summer is over. It's getting colder. The days are getting shorter, so the sun's not out for very long. And it's Halloween, or it's the season of Halloween, because it's at the end of the month. I don't like Halloween. I like it for little kids. I think it's very cute and very fun. But for me, I don't like to be scared. I don't like gory things. I don't like suspenseful things. There's enough suspense in my life without added outside sources. I don't like scary books or stories or anything like that. I don't want to be scared. But in the spirit of things, I thought I would share with you a horror poem. Now, I know this pillow talk is about comforting thoughts, and I'll get there, because I need them in October. But I promise this isn't anything scary. It's written by Emily Dickinson, and she didn't name her poem, so this is just poem 670. And she writes, "One need not be a chamber to be haunted. One need not be a house. The brain has corridors surpassing material place. Far safer of a midnight meeting external ghost than an interior confronting that cooler host. Far safer through an abbey gallop. The stones a chase, that unarmed one's a self encounter in lonesome place. Ourself behind ourself, concealed, should startle most. Assassin hid in our apartment, be horror's least. The body borrows a revolver, he bolts the door, overlooking a superior specter or more." Now, what she's saying is that there's really not much scarier out there than the things our mind can conjure up. We're so hard on ourselves. You know, we don't always look at ourselves in the kindest light. And the thoughts sometimes that go through our mind are not very positive. Then they do sometimes become dark. I know it's a little more difficult for me to be positive in October and just. That change of season just kind of gets to me, I think, a little. So what I need is some comforting thoughts. So I thought I'd share with you some of my comforting thoughts. One of my favorite authors who I've shared with you before on Pillow Talk is Anise Nin. And she, when she met Henry Miller's wife, when she met her for the first time, she wrote, "I wished that you existed." Or no, I got that wrong. "I wished for your existence." That's what she wrote. "I wished for your existence." I love that. I love that so much. It makes me so happy. The thought of someone thinking of the characteristics and the flaws in me, but not meeting me yet, and then getting to meet me and for me to be that person that they had thought up, had imagined. How cool is that? And then same from my end. There's not, I don't have some perfect person thought up in my mind. I never did. But there are qualities and interests that I would really like in a person. And to meet that person, how just wonderful. And just such a wonderful part of life to meet someone that you just wished existed. I think that's so comforting, to know that that person walks the earth someplace. Later on, she talked about, Anisanen talked about how her and June talked about the colors they loved. And that's my favorite. That's my favorite thing. Is not just colors, but to have a connection with a person and really just want to know everything about them. I mean, just be able to ask them question after question after question. it's exciting. It's neat. I like the feeling of just getting lost in another person. I don't know. And I'm not just saying romantically. I'm saying just in the whole scheme of life. You don't want to spend your whole life alone. It's nice to have a connection with someone. Obviously, romantically is very important, and I would love that. but you know. There's a friend of mine, she pointed out this poem to me, and I really love it. If I'm entirely honest, and you say I must be, I want to stay with you all afternoon, evening, night, and tomorrow. Pressed into you so tightly that we don't know whose belly made what sound, whose heart it is that is thumping like that, until I don't know if the sweat on my chest is yours or mine or ours. I like that. And that is truly my most comforting thought. Is just that thought of spending a day, spending a night, spending time with someone, just to have, like, touch is so important to me. So to just be able to curl up with somebody. But this is I'm just going to share my mental image of this, and just this really warm, inviting fireplace, and just curled up on the couch with someone, sharing a blanket, just sitting next to them or sitting in their lap, just not being in any kind of hurry, just sitting together and drinking tea and talking and thinking about, you know, not having to worry about the world, just getting lost together and reading to each other and kissing. just that's it. That's all I need, really. That's all I want. That's all I need. I am not good at living in the moment sometimes. Actually, most of the time. When good things happen to me, it's a challenge for me to just sit and enjoy it, to really just take it in. I am always looking forward. I'm always thinking about what's next. One of my friends, she told me recently, because I don't accept when good things happen to me. It's just like, oh, okay. And then I keep going. And so she told me, she's like, I need you to just enjoy this moment. Just enjoy it. Just like, it's a warm bath and you're just soaking it in. I just want you to enjoy the moment. And it's such a challenge for me. I actually had to like schedule time in my day to really enjoy a moment that happened like days ago. It's so funny. But, anyways, I need to work on that, I guess, but I just, comforting thoughts for me are just simple pleasures. That's all I want. That's all I need. It's just someone's attention. It's just one person's attention, really. It's just the right person. That's all that matters. A lot of times I love music. I usually have music in the background. I have the TV on here and there, but usually music. But in the morning, I love the quiet. I really do. I love just reading and either a cat or a dog, just petting them while I'm reading, or I have both, so that's why it's a cat or a dog. But it would just be so nice just to have someone's head in my lap while I'm reading, or I don't know. Can you tell I just really would like to cuddle with someone? Maybe that's what fall's about, is just cuddling and just being cozy and warm with someone else. But alright. Well, I've certainly rambled and shared some thoughts with you. I hope you enjoyed them. I'd love to know your comforting thoughts. I think a few others are just to know the people I care about are happy and are safe and healthy, and I always do like a random head check of my pets in the middle of the night, or if I get up to get some water or something. I always make sure everybody's good. And, throughout the week, I always make sure to check in with all the people I care about every week, just to know I don't miss anything. I'm not missing anything with anybody. So it's always nice to enjoy a week where nobody is having a bad day, and you really come away with all the people you care about being happy. Alright, well, that is my 2 cents, I guess, some comforting thoughts, and I hope you're all well. And so, thank you as always for listening. Okay. I will talk to you all very soon. Bye.